How can a business make a profit when the product being sold to customers is dead on arrival? That's the question being asked after more than 2,000 sheep were found to have died on board a livestock carrier bound for the Middle East in August last year. Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has announced a review into the Northern Summer live sheep export trade after distressing footage taken from on board an Emmanuel Exports vessel was aired on commercial TV this week. It revealed a hellhole of overcrowding, a lack of food and water, and dead animals left to decay on the decks of the ship. Now, questions are being raised about the role of insurance in the live export trade and whether a flaw in the business model is allowing livestock exporters to be paid even if large numbers of animals die en route. Business reporter David Taylor has been investigating.
The business model of exporting live sheep is pretty simple. The more sheep that arrive alive and well, the bigger the profit. Except the data show, since 2004, there's a consistent significant spike in sheep deaths during the middle months of the year.
Oh, it's outrageous is what it is.
Shartha Hamadi is a lawyer for Animals Australia, which investigates animal cruelty. She says sheep routinely suffer from heat stress when they're exported by sea from the port of Fremantle to the Middle East during the Northern Hemisphere summer, or the middle months of the year. August, the organisation says, is the peak period for heat and humidity stress.
It's an accepted part of the trade that many will die, and in fact that's in the regulators' standards. If less than 2% of your sheep die, less than 2% of your sheep die, that's just considered an ordinary part of doing business.
But the research shows the death rates are actually significantly higher than that. The RSPCA claims that in the past 5 years, roughly 8.5 million sheep have been exported on 152 voyages, with over 61,600 deaths, which is about a shipload. Animals Australia goes further. It says in 60 years of trade, more than 3 million animals have died. In 2016, for example, 2.12% of sheep died on board the Awasi Express to the Middle East due to heat stress. In August 2017, 3.7% of sheep died on board the same ship to the Middle East due to heat stress. Matt Dalglish is a market analyst with Mercado, a company that does extensive research on the live export trade. He says the harsh reality is that it's simply not economical to make sure every sheep has a comfortable journey to the next port.
I mean, surely if we send every live animal in an air-conditioned, large cell, it would cost a lot more to do that, and you'd get them all across. Highly likely the mortality would be almost non-existent, but then it's going to cost you almost be uneconomic to do that.
It's led Animals Australia to ask what role insurance then plays in protecting the profit margins of exporters.
This is a business. These animals would be insured just as any business would insure their stock. So when the animals die, they don't suffer loss or damage because they're insured.
Matt Dalglish backs that up, saying sheep insurance is a key part of the exporter's business model.
Yeah, no, definitely you are able to insure for a whole range of different contingencies. And again, that's another economic decision. Obviously, that's the business decision you face in agriculture, and certainly they'd be looking at ways in which they can maintain their margin, and if insurance is part of the mix, if it's cost effective enough, they'd look at that. If there's other things they could be doing to ensure the welfare of the animals and also to reduce the mortality, that I'm sure any business person in their right mind will be looking at all of the variations and combinations of things you can do to try and improve your bottom line.
Shartha Hamadi again.
I guess the bottom line here is that they are knowingly putting these animals on these vessels, particularly during the high risk season, which is the heat stress period, May to October, in the full knowledge that those animals are going to, many of those animals are going to die, and yet they're quite comfortable to do that. And
are you worried that they're comfortable to do that because of the insurance backstop? Compensation backstop.
Well, the exporters are obviously not losing money, and this is, of course, this has got nothing to do with Australian farmers.
How do you know the exporters aren't losing money?
Well, they wouldn't be losing money because they're continuing to operate in this trade. So, and this is not the farmers that we're talking about.
You can still operate though, and have a reduced profit though.
Well, the short point here is this industry, the live animal export trade, cannot operate without breaking laws and regulations. And that's it. They just can't. You cannot put animals on a vessel in those conditions during those heat stress periods and expect those animals to survive, because they won't. They will die.
The ABC requested an interview with the Insurance Council of Australia, but it declined to comment. In an email exchange with RN Breakfast, the council was asked if it was aware of an increase in insurance claims for live sheep exports during the middle months of the year, a sign perhaps that exporters' bottom lines were being protected from more sheep deaths. The council responded by saying it doesn't collate that type of information. The ABC then asked the council if it was concerned exporters might be using insurance to absorb the cost of an increase in sheep mortality. The ABC received no response. The ABC also understands general insurer IAG covers live sheep exports through its joint venture subsidiary National Transport Insurance, or NTI. RN Breakfast asked NTI to respond to similar questions. We were told the company's spokesperson was unavailable for comment. Animals Australia says it's now up to more people to come forward to speak out about the plight of sheep being exported to the Middle East, but it's not confident that will happen.
For many, many decades, this industry has enjoyed a very strong veil of secrecy, where the only people that go on these vessels are pretty much compromised, in the sense that they're all on the pay of the exporters.
Alan Piggott is the president of Sheep Producers Australia. His organisation is now leading the push for greater transparency in the industry.
And we'll be looking for a much more robust process that ensures transparency and accountability.
For now, though, he laments that many of his members have lost faith in the sheep export business.
I've had calls from a number of producers who have expressed real concerns about putting sheep on boats. And so there's going to be a big battle from our exporters to actually resume or try and get the confidence and the trust back of the sheep producers.
Well, that's Sheep Producers Australia President Alan Piggott ending that report. From our business reporter, David Taylor, and the RSPCA is claiming this morning that another live export ship is now being loaded with sheep in preparation for imminent departure from Fremantle. The RSPCA says it's unclear what, if any, new conditions have been applied to protect those animals.